So there's that, and then there's something reasonable in between, right? You know, I mean, yeah, sure, you could build one or buy one off Amazon from, Alibaba. You know, I'm sure you could get one, and it'd probably be fine for a lot and all that stuff. You know, but you could probably buy a really nice one, you know, for a couple $100, right? Now, that is it's not exorbitant, you know, and it should be really good and all that stuff. But $1,000, $1,500, $1,650, guy tells me, he goes, if you want that one, and you can see it was smudged up, a demo and all that, he goes, I can probably get you that one for like $15. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'll wait and I'll ask the owner. I said, no, I'm not buying. I was just curious, and this is way, and I'm not going to bullshit the guy. I said, this is just out of my league. I'm not even. Yeah, I just thought I'd ask. But I've got a so my idea was I didn't even want vinyl. I figured out what speakers I wanted for the space I wanted to use. And then I bought an appropriate amp for those speakers and a streamer. That's all I wanted. I was going to start streaming high def, you know, Qobuz, Tidal. I was going to start streaming. And that was it. And not having a phono preamp. Well, the streamer I bought has a phono stage. So I can just plug right into the streamer I bought, the WIM Ultra, and phono pre, badge unlocked.
Oh, so that'll preamp, I'm not sure I'm 100% clear. Is it just a phono input for like ceramic, or is it a actual preamp for a magnetic cartridge?